everything is about to change. And the reason why is because things have gotten so out of control, so insanely distorted when it comes to the economy. There is about to be a change, and it'll be a forced change, almost like a revolution, with most people not realizing it's going on because it has gotten so bad, so dire. I'm going to read you a story that is going to outline, look at it as a synopsis for how down and how bad things have gotten in our economy, in our wage disparity, in our economics, in everything, that we're about to collapse, to crack, to fracture, to break. And if you think for a second that we're going to have what the powers that be are calling a soft landing, then you are drinking their Kool-Aid, not mine. The story is out of Zero Hedge. Before we start, I do want to say, and this is a bit of hope, the Side Hustle course has exploded. People have been diving in, starting businesses over the last 2 years and finding huge success. I'm going to put a 50% off link down below, but we are officially starting monthly group coaching calls to bring more success to your business, to your side hustle, to make you more money on the side. Everybody that's already in the course is getting a special offer. It goes up at the end of the month, at the end of March. After that, it will never be that price again. To anyone that's buying the course right now, you will be offered $79 a month. That's an introductory offer that's locked in. Once you're in, but after that, it's going to go up to $97 a month for the group coaching calls. All right, now this is the story. And it says right here, by the time that you're done reading this article, you may be tempted to tear your hair out. A substantial portion of the U.S. population is deeply struggling in our current economic environment, but instead of focusing on helping Americans that are hurting, homeless, and hungry, our leaders are going to great lengths to make things better for those who have no legal right to be in this country. Remember, if you go to Europe and you want to stay there over a certain amount of time, you have to apply for a work visa or an extended visa. Other countries demand this. Our country does not. And it is taxing our citizens to give a life for other people that are entering illegally. This list is going to blow you away. It is being reported now that more than half of all Americans over the age of 65 are living on incomes of $30,000 or less a year. Look, I want to give a little credit. I want to give all the credit actually to who wrote this. This is from Michael Snyder. He is the author of the Economic Collapse blog. And this story came out on Zero Hedge. Again, I want to give all the credit where credit is due. He says here, and for some, the retirement crisis is already here. Just over half of Americans over 65 are living on incomes of $30,000 or less a year, according to the Census Bureau's current population survey. The largest share, just under 23%, have incomes between $10,000 and $20,000. Millions of elderly Americans are barely surviving at this point. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has been flying hundreds of thousands of immigrants that have no legal right to be here directly into our country. It means that while record numbers of migrants were flown or were flowing over the southern border last year, the Biden White House was also directly transporting them into our country. Use of a cell phone app has allowed for the near undetected arrival by air of 320,000 aliens with no legal rights to enter the United States. It comes after a controversy over a 2022 transportation program in which the administration used taxpayers' money to move migrants throughout the country on overnight flights. Since 2020, the income needed to comfortably afford a home in the U.S. has gone up by 80%. According to Zillow, the income needed to comfortably afford a home in the U.S. has leapt 80% since 2020, far exceeding what the BLS reports have been, an increase of 23% in median home household income over the same period. The real estate website found that home buyers today need to make more than $106,000 a year, which is up $47,000 from 2020. A change driven largely by higher prices and borrowing costs. Housing costs have soared over the past 4 years as drastic hikes in home prices, mortgage rates, and rent growth far outpaced wage gains. But instead of doing something about it, politicians in California actually want to provide interest-free home loans with no down payment required to newly arrived migrants. I did a story about this. It's absolutely disgusting. It's the expansion of a program called the California Dream for All Fund. On Thursday, we learned that the number of layoffs in the U.S. last month was the highest total that we have seen since during February since 2009. The pace of job cuts by U.S. employers accelerated in February, a sign the labor market is starting to deteriorate in the face of ongoing inflation and high interest rates. That is according to a new report published Thursday by Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, which found that companies planned 84,638 job cuts in February, a 3% increase from the previous month and a 9% jump from the same time last year. I want to remind everyone that I've stated on the record that 2024 will be the year of quiet firing, but also an acceleration in actual firing of actual layoffs. We will see 2024 eclipse 2023 when it comes to the amount of people that lose their jobs. But instead of finding jobs for American workers, New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to prioritize hiring to newly arrived migrants for state jobs. How do you feel, New Yorkers? How do you feel that you live in New York, you pay exorbitant taxes in New York, yet you aren't prioritized for getting a state government job in New York? That priority is going to go to illegal aliens. Have people lost their mind? New York Governor Kathy Moron, I'll just change her name right now, is pushing a plan to prioritize hiring legal aliens for state jobs by eliminating certain requirements like the civil service exam and high school diploma. The aim is to expedite the process for illegal immigrants to secure state jobs once they have work permits. In preparation for the State of the Union address, a large steel fence was being put up around the U.S. Capitol. Isn't that nice? Because the politicians need a wall. They need security. They get paid security by us, the taxpayers, because they want to feel protected, but they don't want to put a wall around our nation. Sorry, I'm going ahead of the story here. Said ahead of the president's State of the Union address this evening, what concerns do the political elites on Capitol Hill have require security crews to erect a large steel fence around the immediate perimeter of the Capitol complex. Unfortunately, our southern border has been left wide open and is being estimated that approximately 10 million migrants have come pouring into the state, into this nation since Joe Biden entered the White House. The number of illegal immigrants in the country has roughly doubled under President Biden. Think about it, under one president, the entire number has doubled. This is scary stuff. And you remember, during the last president's term, that entire term, they were fighting his desire to put up security around our nation. And here's even worse news. If Biden wins a second term in office and there is no serious reform of U.S. immigration and asylum laws, both of which are very real possibilities, we can expect a continuing increase in the rate of immigrants crossing the border illegally. We already have tens of millions of people that are deeply suffering in this country. To allow millions more to come marching in doesn't make any sense at all. We can't even afford to take care of the people that we already have. We are completely broke, and we have been adding another $1 trillion to the national debt about every 100 days. We are literally committing national suicide. But most of our politicians don't seem alarmed by this at all. And this is where I'll take over, Michael. And I thank you so much for writing this, Michael Snyder. The reason why our politicians don't care is because they're bought and paid for. We need to stand up. But how do you stand up? Well, first off, I still vote because I'll be judged by God if I don't make my desire for our country and who runs it put it on in writing. So I still vote. Yes. Do I think that it's useless at this point? Yeah, pretty much. But I still have to go before God and say I tried everything I could. And then we have to take back the wealth of this nation. You see, this nation was built on money. That's how rich people get rich. That's how powerful people get powerful. Money. Then they use fear and control over you to do the rest. Well, we got to take back the money system. And that's what they fear. And that's why they don't want certain people being president. So it's time to wake up. It's time to take back the nation. Take back the wealth that was stolen from us. How are we going to do that? Start businesses. Start side hustles. Advance in your current career. Start to save money. Get out of debt. Build a legacy. Build generational wealth today. Live like no one else that you know today by being meek, by being quiet, by being, well, you don't have to be quiet, but you know, just build wealth, and then you'll be able to live like no one else tomorrow. Take advantage of this crash. Don't let the elites. If you guys want the half-off discount to the course, it's down below. And to everyone that already owns the course, you're getting an email for the monthly coaching calls. If you'd like to do that, it's an introductory offer, then it's going up. But we will build people's side hustles. We will show them how to make more money. We will show people how to confidently move forward, because a lot of people just don't know where to start, or they get stuck in their current paradigm and they need a group of people to come around and ask questions to build themselves up. And that's what we're gonna do. I'm so excited about this. With that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.